Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabobank joining us. We're back with Don in just a moment.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now for immediate delivery.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
Talking today with Don Close, Rabobank, and talking about the rebuilding of the U.S. mama cow herd. And Don, this is you basically have put together a report, kind of an update on where we stand right now within this situation of rebuilding. This has been something that really has captivated a lot of folks, a lot of discussion within the industry about this over the last couple, 3 years, really since we got into drought, I guess.
That is true, and I don't know that I recall a time when there has been so much media attention and discussion over a mid-year cattle inventory report, but it certainly drew the attraction this year.
Herd rebuilding already is underway. We saw that based on the January 1st, 2015 report from USDA, as well as this mid-year report that Don suggested gave us some further evidence of the rebuilding process.
That's exactly right, Ron. And what we've tried to do is take a longer-term view. We based a lot of this work off of production models, and really we're trying to look out to what this U.S. beef cow herd could look like all the way to the year 2020.
According to Don Close, we're expecting about 3 million cows to be added over the next 3 to 5 years. And it's not just adding the number of cows, but it's also where they're going to be actually added, or in the case of this report, also where they're not going to be added.
If you divide the country up into geographic regions, the whole West Coast area, not only with the drought constraints and the problems there, but if you take BLM land management issues and the difficulties there, it's probably going to cap growth in that West Coast region. The other area that we really took close scrutiny with was the whole Southeast complex. We looked at the escalating population growth along certainly the coastal states, the changing social norms and expectations. So we kind of eliminated the Southeast, the West Coast, curbed the growth rate in the Southeast complex, and so then that left us with, okay, where do we have the potential to expand? Certainly with the recovery in the weather that we've had in the Central Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, we're looking in Kansas. We're looking for a big share of that natural growth and early growth to occur in those central cow-calf states.
Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
At Your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.